broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio and on the stage at Ahern Hotel. Wow, we've got a barn burner broadcast for you today. I'll tell you that right now. It is the broadcast for April the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2024. The goal always to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. Actually, we use the checks and balances that made America great. That is the key solution at our fingertips. We, the people, have greater numbers, and if we insist that they obey their delegated authority, nothing more, nothing less, then we have a constitutional republic. Welcome to the broadcast. That's what we stand for and advocate for all the time on your radio. We're going to do that all day long at the Ahern Hotel as well. I've got Kelly Quinn with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And you want to talk right up on your mic. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what got you into politics.
I am running for State Assembly District 5, which is on the west side of Las Vegas. And I ran last cycle as well, and that's what got me prompted into the politics, is really the government overreach in the last cycle and shutting down our economy throughout the state during COVID. And that's kind of what got me prompted in that. And this cycle, it's more the education. Education is just ridiculous, some of the stuff that they're doing on that.
So. Yes, indeed. You know what I find fascinating is a lot of people have been waking up with the COVID era. They realized how tyrannical and abusive and unconstitutional and immoral government could end up being. They literally took license to just violate all of our rights without authority, without appropriate delegation, without checks and balances. Governors just decided they were kind of godlike figures and could just mandate whatever they wanted to. That is not law. We reject it. But many people are waking up over that reality going, hold on a minute. You know what? I thought we lived in a country where rights were respected. And yeah, there was once in a while something that didn't make sense, but for the most part, it was okay. Now Americans are going, wait a minute, the exception has become the rule, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's terrible. Some of the stuff, I'm a correctional officer, correctional sergeant out at High Desert State Prison. During the COVID cycle, the governor wanted to mandate that all inmates got vaccinated. And then they realized that wasn't quite legal. So
imagine obeying the law.
Right. He made it optional for the inmates, but mandated staff. And many staff were threatened with their jobs if they didn't get the vaccine. So
that's a tough thing. And you know what? I'm not here to criticize people that got the vaccine. Some did
not
it by force. Some
not
people did it not realizing what the stakes might be look like. I did not get vaccinated, and I recommend everybody don't do it. But yet I understand that people, you know, but a lot of people that got vaccinated feel like they were deceived, though, Kelly, and that's
absolutely
really, I have a problem with that.
And I'm all about informed consent. If you did the research on it and you chose to do that, it's your decision, not being forced to. I'm totally fine with that, but don't mandate it on everybody else.
All right. Have you been in politics before?
No. I've been involved working on legislative issues for probably 12 of the last 15 legislative cycles in Nevada. But working on certain bills for health care, first responders.
Things that related to your professional career.
Exactly. And I did EMS before I did law enforcement. So that took me throughout the
state. That's emergency services?
Yes, emergency medical services and fire. And
okay.
I became a regulator there, which took me throughout the entire state.
All right. What do you think your chances are?
Very good. Last cycle, I missed it. Well, let me tell you this part. Our three-part election cycle. So early voting, I won by 30%, easy win. Day of election voting, I won by 40%, easy win. I couldn't overcome the 80% of the mail-in ballots, though.
Of course not, sir, because those just never stop.
So, but yeah, this cycle, the numbers look a little bit better, and I've got better name recognition. So yes, I do think that it's very winnable.
All right. And how's the media treating you? Are they being fair with your stance?
So far, yeah. I haven't had too many hit pieces come out, and so far they're supportive, at least of what I'm seeing. So.
And good on them. Let's let the people learn about Kelly and decide what they kind of think and go from there. What's your website, or how do people get a hold of your campaign?
QuinnForNV.com. It's QuinnForNV.com.
And NV means Nevada, right?
Correct.
QuinnForNV.com. What's kind of going to be the hallmarks of your campaign, and if you get elected, what What are you going to push for? What are you going to do? What's your goal to get there? You know, a lot of times people want to get there, get something done, right? What is it?
Yeah, well, the main platform right now is the education and the sexuality of our kids down into the lower kindergarten or lower elementary and kindergarten levels.
So you don't think Johnny's a girl? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of that. And they're pushing for the, not teaching about sex, but they're teaching how to. Likewise, drugs. They're not teaching about drugs. They're teaching how to do drugs. One of my officers the other day...
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. From the stage of the Ahern Hotel to the national media, a correctional officer that works for a prison is saying they are teaching children not about sex and about, you know, but to be involved in
how to
all kinds of illicit sex.
Yes.
Same thing with drugs. Why would they do that, Kelly?
I can't wrap my head around it even still. But they're just creating that agenda and just pushing it. I don't understand the obsession about that. So that's one of the things that I want to pursue in legislature. Nevada has the obscenity laws that define and describe how it is trafficked, etc. But there's an exclusion clause in there for schools, universities, libraries, and museums. So if they do these drag queen shows in the libraries or the schools, that's why they're doing them there, because they're exempt from being arrested. If they were doing a building like this, they're subject to the obscenity laws.
Yeah, and this started back in the day with unions, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand. Force unions, they have special privileges. You don't, you can't cross the picket line or they'll beat the crap out of you, and if they do, then they've got kind of carte blanche ability to do so. And we've kind of started giving these groups special privileges, and that's why we find ourselves where we are today, right?
Yep, yep. So education is really the first platform item that I'm going after. And the second is the parental rights. Especially the last session, they took away a lot of the parental rights, and I don't think schools or government should have the ability to override what the parents are trying to do with their kids. The parents should have the right to raise their kids.
Do you have kids?
I do. I've got four kids.
And are they being taught this kind of stuff? Or?
No, they're older now, but we see it happening right now.
But you're worried about grandkids then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And just in general, the public's kids shouldn't be forced with this kind of ideology. And so the parents need to be involved again too, and the school shouldn't be allowed to take your kid down to the clinic and have medical procedures done without your knowledge. You should have the parental rights of controlling that.
And they've been doing that with abortion quite a bit. They've now started to do that with kind of vaccinations too.
They have.
You know, a little kid can get vaccinated if they want to and mom doesn't know or whatever, that kind of stuff. And they've literally let children indoctrinated in this transgender stuff and the parents don't know. So at school, you know, Tina is Johnny and go home and Tina is Tina and whatever. And
And this last session, there were several bills that went through on that very agenda, the transgender agenda. And where insurances now have to cover gender-affirming health care, which is transition surgeries and that whole process.
And what's weird to me, Kelly, is the language. Gender-affirming would kind of be like, I was born a male and I'm going to affirm, son, you know what, you're a male, even though you might not feel that way right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to correct itself. And studies prove that, you know what, children might have a little bit of confusion or dysphoria, whatever word you want to use for it. But it, 9 times out of 10, writes itself, doesn't it?
Yep. And, you know, even our own legislators last cycle, they were saying that an 8-year-old should have the ability to determine their own sexuality.
But don't we have surgeries and hormones and things like that that are virtually irreversible?
Yes. Once they start on those hormone therapies, and talk about irreversible, on this one bill, there was a gal up in Carson City testifying. She was 17 years old, and she was testifying that at 12, mom gave consent for a double mastectomy and hormone therapy at 12. She's now testifying in front of the legislature at 17 saying that never should have happened.
I get it. Now, I understand how kids can be a little bit confused. They're trying to figure out their place in the world and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I understand that. I'm not, you know, what I don't understand, though, is parents. I mean, come on, doesn't mom know that? I don't get it.
Well, the reason mom gave consent on that one, because the doc was saying that, you know, the suicide rate of these kids, and you could either have a dead kid or go along with this and have a transitioned daughter.
What about choice C, sir? Neither.
Exactly. Just, kind of speechless on that one. I still can't wrap my head around that, how a parent could even consider that. But, you know, that's where the agenda is going.
quinn4nv.com. That's quinn4nv.com. What are people going to find at your website? Can they volunteer and donate and all the typical things or what?
Yes, they can find out more about me. They've got my contact information there. Feel free to call me, email me, text me, etc. Certainly ways of donating to the campaign. It's expensive to run a campaign, even at the state level. And they can volunteer. We need a lot of door knockers, callers. We're trying to hit every one of our 20 precincts within the district.
Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he goes, doing a phenomenal job. Quinn4NV.com. We have a lot of candidates here today. They've got to get a shout out for what they're doing, too. We want honest, transparent, accountable elections, people. Are you in?
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman from the Ahern Hotel, live as people are coming into the venue, registering, etc. We're grateful for all of you. Welcome, 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 one and all. We may not agree on everything, but we can learn to agree or not agree, but do so agreeably. How's that? Heather Hobbs with me now. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
I said who should be next, and Heather whispers in my ear, your mom.
I did.
And I said, my mom has passed away. And she said, no, she's alive on the other side of the veil. And I concur 100%. We do believe in life after this life, if you will. Eternal life is a real thing, people. If you believe in Christ, you absolutely believe that. But Heather wears many hats. Right now, for this event, she is our floor manager. She's making sure that people get pointed to the right places for interviews. She makes sure that the people get, you know, queued up to go on stage so there's not going to be a delay for our event, all that kind of stuff. And she does a phenomenal job at that. Her husband will be on stage. Well, I should say her boyfriend, I guess, right? Oh, come on. Maybe I'm just into the future. Anyway, but her John will be on stage talking about drone technology. He owns a drone company, and he does drone capabilities on borders. Believe it or not, it's one of the least expensive, most effective solutions on the border. So we'll let John take that up later on stage at our event. Mainstream press, pay attention, would you please? Meantime, though, Heather, you do a ton of stuff for pro-life, a ton of stuff for women. You speak all over the place. You're involved in an organization that helps women, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Talk closer to your mic.
Let me use my mom voice
here.
There
you go.
There we go.
That's right. Good work.
Yeah, so I just got notice about 10 minutes ago. I am confirmed to be in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, on Tuesday to testify against abortion at the state capitol. They are trying yet again to make exceptions for those with disabilities, those who are conceived in rape.
Hey, stop that. I don't like them making exceptions for disabilities. That's not fun.
I know. We want laws to be fair for all except for the unborn. It's hypocrisy. So I'll be going to testify down there against those exceptions because they are discriminatory. And also my friend Rebecca Kiesling will be coming, who's a pro-life attorney, and she was saved because she was born a year before Roe v. Wade.
Wow. And so she's a pro-life advocate attorney now?
She is. And she's also been testifying at the Border Patrol conferences because her son sadly passed away due to fentanyl overdose, teenage boys. And so she's been with Sheriff Mark Lamb and Tom Homan going around the country speaking to the border crisis, which will be a big topic today for everybody, I think.
The border crisis will be a huge topic today. The COVID crisis, election integrity, all things around the table for sure. In your pro-life work, then, you testify all over the country, right?
I do testify all over the country. I do the public speaking and the media interviews, but also you guys will have Mark Fincham here later today.
Yes,
I'm on
indeed.
The board of the Election Fairness Institute. I am on the board of another group of recovery sober living houses in Wichita, Kansas, where we are helping veterans and trafficking victims, as well as women of domestic violence, recover from their addictions.
And believe it or not, that's probably, I mean, all the work that you do is incredible, but that's probably some of the most rewarding work because you can see the effects in people's lives real time, huh?
Absolutely. When you have somebody, especially my Department of Corrections men's house, these men have been in prison for a very long time. One of them had spent 27 years for having marijuana in his trunk. And to be given a chance at redemption and to be given Bible studies on Wednesdays and helping him get his Social Security card and all of those things, get a job, it's amazing to watch the light of Christ go through him and his gratitude for a fresh start. And he's so positive. It is wonderful to see that many years of your life gone, but him to still be optimistic for the future. So it is very rewarding.
Amen. Now tell me how, though, just, you know, for smoking pot or whatever else, or having marijuana in your trunk or whatever, how do you go to jail or prison for so long? I don't really understand that.
Quantity.
Like, I see. So it's a drug dealing status says, hey.
It was quite a bit of marijuana in the trunk.
I guess I'm saying it's interesting to me. You know, you have doctors prescribe all kind of things, and sometimes people self-medicate. Not saying it's good, but saying, man, we've got to really back into reality on this thing in terms of the crime fitting, or the penalty fitting the crime more, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, it was pretty much impossible. For those of you who don't know me, part of why I got into the pro-life movement, my oldest was conceived through rape when I was 19, and she's the one that turned me to Jesus Christ and brought me to the pro-life cause. But I was not able to get a prosecution for that man. And then he repeat offended. He eventually got prosecuted because I stalked him and testified against him and helped the other women. But it's harder for a rape conviction to go through with evidence and documentation and going to the hospital than it, you know, you see people going to jail for January 6th for standing outside of the Capitol. You see people going to jail for other silly things like I've personally been arrested because I spoke at a pro-abortion rally. Luckily, they let me go right away, but that's the thing. People get harsh penalties for things that don't fit the bill.
Their goal is to demonize and destroy, isn't it?
It is. To demonize conservatives and patriots and parents and families and to tear apart men. I am so anti-feminist, it's ridiculous. One of my favorite things to say is I love the patriarchy because I know it kind of causes a little contention there, but it's true. We are destroying men and we are making them lesser human beings, and we're saying it's for women's rights, and it's a false narrative, and it's all to destroy the family and to destroy our children, and that's Satan's agenda.
Amen to that. Now the feminist movement's going to say, you know what, you're the ultimate betrayer, aren't they?
Yeah, they say I'm a forced birth lobbyist paid for by some rich old white man, but I don't know where my paycheck is.
Whoa. All right. But really, though, how did you come to this then? Is Jesus Christ in your life that made that difference? How do you not hate the man that did that? And how do you get past all that?
It truly was Jesus Christ. My mom raised me in a more witchcraft, occult type household, and I did not care for what she chose. So I went more of an agnostic type stance. But being to the point of close to death in that time during the occurrence when I was 19, having that moment, I had no other choice but to pray to God, the person I had never spoken to my father. And I had asked him to save me, and if he did, that I would try to find him. And I kept to that promise, and I sought him, and I sought him, and I sought him, and I finally was baptized when she was 3 years old. And continued to seek out the Lord, and with every child I've had afterwards, I became closer and closer to God, but I also became more conservative, more... I learned more about the Constitution because I had my children as a responsibility. So I wanted to learn what the school system, the public school system, did not teach me, because I was brainwashed to believe this is a democracy.
It's not. We agree.
It's a republic.
A constitutional republic. So let me ask you this, because the media is going to make it sound like, hey, you know, Heather has gone to the dark side for a paycheck. But I believe when you really get with real women, day in and day out, and they realize there is hope, they realize there is opportunity, they realize there is, and we need more, but there is infrastructure for them, and there's blessings, and you know, when the Lord, or when a door closes, a window opens, kind of an idea, right? I believe that in the real world, women kind of understand this, but it's different on the ground than it is in the media, isn't it?
Absolutely. We may want to, you know, if they want to say I did it for a paycheck, they should look at my bank account, first of all. Because when you serve the Lord, I will tell you, you give and you give and you give, and it is so rewarding. It is such a blessing. I don't do this for the money. Most of what I do is actually for free, as I am here serving you because I love you, for free, because I believe in this cause.
And she is, people, that's reality.
The truth is, guys, if we do not stand up, if we do not do something, we will lose our nation. And my children will be standing in bread lines. My children will be shoved into tiny apartments like they have in China. My children will have microchips of some kind in them. And I will not accept that. I will die for this nation. I will die for my children. And I will never stop fighting. And every single person needs to be activated in that way, because we are in a critical time right now. And this is where I tell people, when I stand before my Father in heaven and he looks at me, I don't want to have to answer, why didn't you do what I called you to do? I want to say, I did everything you asked of me, and I did everything that I thought was right for you, for my children, and for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's something. You're involved in so many things, it's hard for me to know what to focus on and promote for you. If people want to get a hold of you, if they need help testifying, if they need help in their kind of battle with some of these complicated topics, whether it be the border, whether it be abortion or the pro-life viewpoint, whether it be moms or women who need support and help, how do people best get a hold of you, and how do people kind of focus on those things? Like, there's a lot of different things you work on, right?
I do a lot of things, but I don't mess with techie stuff, guys. I hate computers. You put a computer in front of me, I'm going to be irritated. So, but as far as helping out with any kind of pro-life activism, women who are pregnant, domestic violence, if you want to go on missions to the border with us to rescue women and children from the cartel, that's a whole nother thing. All you have to do is Google my name, Heather Hobbs. I do have a website which has contact. I have Facebook and all those other things. But really, you want to also be civically engaged on a local level. That is my biggest encouragement. What is happening in your town today?
All right. We're having this press conference to let the mainstream press really understand what we think and believe and why. They may not agree with it, but we're hoping they'll develop a healthy respect for our positions, even though they don't maybe agree with them many times. What do you want to say to the media, Heather?
Oh, media, media, media.
Be nice now.
You know, for the media, I work a lot with the media. I've had my own show several times. I've been a guest. I appreciate reporters and investigative reporters with integrity, and that's what we need. We need people with integrity. There are actually, I have a great reporter with Telemundo, and his name is Damian. He's very, very fair, even though that is considered another side of the fence outlet. He's very fair. And so for the media out there, we can work cohesively to spread the truth. We don't have to bash one another. We can be like the days of old, right? We have a divisive hate in this nation that is from the devil, that is from evil,
wicked forces.
Amen.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One American News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. It's now official. Women's basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is going pro.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
The Fever officially selected Clark with a number one overall pick in the WNBA draft in the draft. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live on stage at the Ahern Hotel. People are gathering. How many people do you think are over there already? And we haven't even got ready to start yet. It's the pregame show, if you will, on your radio. How many people do you guess are over there? I guessed 200. Heather guessed 120 so far. What do you think, Richard?
Somewhere in the middle, I'll go.
All right. He's going to go 150, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Richard Frederick. Lives in Nevada now. Are you in Vegas then?
I'm in Henderson.
Oh, you're in Henderson, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're running for what district?
District 5, State Senate.
District 5, State Senate. Have you been in politics before?
Never been in politics. Avoided it my whole life.
Wow. What made you turn a corner on that?
I realized that it was time for just people like myself. I'm a businessman. I understand business. I believe we need to start getting more everyday people involved. And like I said, the career politicians have absolutely destroyed this country, and it's time for them to go and start to put in career Americans.
Wow. Now, you come from the entertainment industry, is that what you said?
Correct.
Tell me what that means.
So I worked in the music industry since 1996, started as an artist, realized that was not really where my heart was at. And I started to learn the business. So in essence, I've really been involved in politics because the entertainment and the music industry is completely political.
Yeah, just ask Kanye West, right?
Absolutely.
Is what he says true?
A lot of what you hear is true. I think we're seeing a lot now come out of how the music industry is really run and the evil people that are involved in the music industry. And interestingly enough, it seeps into the political industry as well.
I agree. A dear friend of mine, Steve Voss, he's in San Diego. I think he's a mayor down there. I don't know if he still is. He made a lot of great patriotic music and stuff like that. And he basically talked about the entertainment industry. The second he doubled down in terms of patriotism, God, family, and country and everything else, they blackballed him big time as well. Are you familiar with Steve Voss?
I am, yeah. And, you know, the entertainment industry is run and controlled by far-left liberals. And so working in that industry for, you know, 27 years for the most part, I've still managed to get deals done because I understand how they work. I understand how they think. And so when I go up to Carson City, I'm going to be able to get things done for the people in Nevada.
So tell me, how did you navigate that world then? If you're so opposed to that kind of world and lifestyle and anything else, how did you just deal with that for so long?
That's a great question. Really understanding people. And, you know, it comes down to finding a happy middle. We all, at the end of the day, suffer the same issues. Crime does not care who you vote for.
Roger
Health
that.
Issues does not care who you vote for. So if we can get past the party and start to look at the actual connection to how we all suffer together, people start to see a little bit of common sense. And, of course, I never agreed with anything that was ever presented to me in the music industry by these people. But I still managed to get deals done, and we still managed to work together. So reaching across the aisle is imperative, and I know how to do it.
The reason that I ask you that is because we're having a lot of the mainstream press here today. A lot of media will be here. And, you know, they've been diametrically opposed to everything I have to say. When I promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property and do all that I do on your radio and TV and with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the work that I do, you know, they're opposed, it seems like, to everything I say and do. And they literally trashed me. Rolling Stone wrote an article about me that claimed I was a racist. And, by the way, I don't even know what race you are, and I don't care, Richard, just so you know. I bring that up because I can't see. I don't know what race anybody is. I don't care. What I want is good, honest people that care about America and want right. We have each other's backs. That's what I care about.
That's right.
Anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up, though, is because you have a lot of experience in that. How do we help the mainstream press understand, look, I don't want to fight with them. If they want to disagree with me, they're free to do so. But what I'm hoping they'll do is have a little bit of respect for my views, my opinions, what I believe in and advocate for. And if we want to disagree, I hope we can agree to disagree agreeably, right?
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think they're controlled, and the mighty dollar controls a lot of people. And so when it comes to media, I tell everyone that the majority of radio stations in this country are owned by one company. So DJs no longer play songs that they like. They play songs that they're told to play. So it's all about manipulation and control. And these media outlets simply want to keep their job. They're threatened. And when it comes to making sure that their families and such are taken care of, they're willing to do whatever they have to do.
So you're in the entertainment industry still, or are you retired now?
No, I'm still in the industry. And I've focused for 20 years on helping artists avoid the pitfalls of the industry. We went from 12 major labels down to 4. The labels are shutting down because they no longer can rip off the artists. And so that's what I focused on, putting the artists in a position of leverage so that they can actually start to make money and get paid for their craft.
What do you think about the Taylor Swift big battle and that kind of that changed the game, didn't it?
Taylor Swift was a Republican. I think she forgot that. But yeah. Of course, you know, in order to get to the levels of Taylor Swift, you have to sell out along the way. That's how it works.
But what about her battle, and then she recreated her music and kind of changed the game there too, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not about the music for these people. It's about getting somebody into a position where they have influence, and that's what they do. And then they just take those people over, and they use them for their agenda, and Taylor Swift has fallen into that.
So are you going to get slaughtered now in the entertainment industry for being on stage with someone like me?
So the reality is this. Getting involved in politics, I've already lost about 30% of all my future income. And that's just the way it goes. So when people say you put it on the line, I literally put it on the line because there are people in the music industry that will no longer take my phone call. But I think my country and I think the people and the fighters in this country are worth it. I'll find ways to make money. That's fine. I'm okay. But at this point, if we don't start standing up and fighting back, there's not going to be any opportunity for the kids coming up in this country.
What's your website, sir?
Frederick4Nevada.com.
Nevada all spelled out?
All spelled out, F-O-R, spelled out, Nevada.com.
Frederick4Nevada.com.
Correct.
So if you get elected senator, what's going to be the hallmarks of your one campaign, but two, as a servant of the people?
Right. The first thing I think we need to attack is retail crime and crime in general. In Henderson, we
don't
have,
like the smash and grab deal?
No. Amen. No more. Back in the day, you know, if you were to go in a place and steal something, you never left. They didn't let you out. Now they let them walk out with $1,200 worth of stuff. So I'm going to instantly go after that. I'm working with LV Metro detectives right now, and we're looking at lowering the felony amount from $1,200 down to $250. And we're going to start making crime illegal again. We're going to focus on taking the handcuffs off the police officers and putting them back on the criminals.
Let's go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you're going to do. What do you think your chances are, and how's the media treating you, sir?
Well, right now I'm running against an incumbent, and a lot of people are staying out of this race because it's a very important seat. We're one vote away from the governor losing his veto power. But the reality is I've done my research, I've used technology, and the incumbent won't be able to beat the Democrat. I will, and so I'm going to do all I can to make sure that the governor's protected, he retains his veto power, and most of all, I'm focusing on putting the people over the politics the whole way through.
So you're on the Republican ticket?
I'm on the Republican ticket.
Is there a primary coming up?
There is a primary, June 11th.
Okay, and what happens if you lose the primary?
Well, if I lose the primary, the incumbent continues forward, and I continue to fight for the people in Nevada. Nothing changes.
And when you say you continue to fight for the people, you run for office, you get involved in other people's
campaigns. We'll see how that goes. Right now, I'm not focused on losing. I'm focused on winning.
I love it. If I go to your website, what am I going to get?
You're going to find out what my platform is, which includes parental choice and options for school kids to be able to choose the school they go to. I believe we need parents to have transparency in the school system. They need to know what's going on with their kids right down to what they're having for lunch. So I'm looking at a bunch of things, but for me it all comes back to public safety, supporting first responders, police department in Henderson. There's 0.9 police officers for every 1,000 citizens. It's supposed to be 2.4. So we need to start to back the blue and make sure that the police have everything they need to provide a service to the community that they deserve.
We also need to educate and let people understand clearly that I agree there's some bad apple cops and they got to be gone. But for the most part, the police are doing a wonderful job. Besides the examples where the media blows something up, there's thousands, I don't even know how many interactions per day that go really, really, really well. And we need to give credit for that, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, the media loves to focus on the one negative thing they could find. That's what draws the headlines, and people love to stop and look for the car wreck. But at the end of the day, I've supported police for many years. My first job at 15 years old was working for the Police Benevolent Association. I sold ad space in their monthly flyers so that they could raise money to buy bikes for the kids during Christmas and do things like that.
What you're talking about, Richard, is community policing, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Because we got to return to that big time.
Neighbors need to know neighbors. Get out, find out who your neighbors are, become friends. We need to go back. Technology has pushed us along so quickly that we've lost the base of where we've come from.
All right. Do you, if you get in the Senate, do you have people that you're friends with that support you that are already in the state Congress?
Yeah, there's a lot of support, but right now they're just kind of keeping their head low because they don't want to upset
anything. They got to double down, though.
I'm
just saying you can't just lay low. You got to stand.
I'm willing to put my head on the chopping block and do what's right. So hopefully I could be a leader and they could start to do the same.
All right. So they kind of privately support you, but publicly they're just like,
There you go.
Just, you know.
There you go.
All right, and part of the reason that is, folks, is there's a lot of money at stake, right? That's true in the entertainment industry, and it's true in politics, right?
Correct. Money and power.
All right, what do you hope to get out of this conference, and what do you hope the media gets out of it?
I really hope that we could find a way to come together. Right now I see that there's massive division throughout the country, and that's all done on purpose, divide and conquer. So it would be great if we could put our personal differences aside and we could start to come together like a winning team and focus on 2024, getting the right people into the right positions.
It's frederickfornevada.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Ahern stage, you are watching and listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Reagan Box from Georgia with me, the great southern state of Georgia. Did you grow up in Georgia, Reagan?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in Chickamauga, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Where's Chickamauga?
Just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was the second bloodiest battle in the Civil War.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
All right. And you grew up there?
Yes, sir.
Are you staying there?
I'm in Armurchie, Georgia now, just north of Rome.
Just north of Rome?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what got you into politics, Reagan?
I'm just tired of watching everything going on in our country, and I'm sitting there reading my Founders Bible one night, and God just laid it on my heart that I needed to be the change I wanted to see. I needed to quit believing in others to do it.
Amen to that. It's not a spectator sport, is it?
No, sir.
And so tell me, when you got involved, is it your first foray into politics?
Yes, sir.
And what have you done before that in your career?
I've done a little bit of everything. I went to college for 5 years. I studied art and history in Paris, France. I was a runway model. I did shark and sea turtle research in the Florida Keys, mission work in the Dry Tortugas. In the last 15 years, I traveled the country learning how to break, train, and show cutting horses at a national level. I was the Women's Ranch Rodeo Reserve World Champion and the U.S. Cutting Horse Reserve World Champion.
All right. And what, I know you got in politics because you got sick of it, but what really made this happen? I know God kind of laid it on your heart, but what did you see that really kind of made you go,
Well, the first things that started going on is I actually was training horses for Rex Tillerson while he was Trump's Secretary of State, and so I get to sit there and speak with the Secret Service, and they gave me a unique perspective on everything going on, and it really laid it on my heart how pivotal it is to get good people in office in D.C.
All right. So you are running for what?
U.S. Senate.
Wow. In U.S. Senate for the state of Georgia.
Yes, sir.
So it'll be you and one other person.
Yep.
And is there you got an incumbent you got to beat?
John Ossoff.
And are you a Republican? He's a Republican or what?
He's a Democrat. So it's
he's a Democrat
different.
And you're a?
Republican.
Okay. So there's no primary.
Right now, we're the only two in the race, but yes, others will probably join in.
Well, when's the primary?
It's not till the election's not till 2026, so I'm getting started early.
Wow, okay. So what is going to be the hallmarks of your campaign?
Protecting our sovereignty as a nation. We've got the UN, the WHO, and the WEF all trying to make international law that supersedes our Constitution.
I hear that.
Fighting for against the medical and pharmaceutical price gouging, being involved in livestock, I can tell you right now they're screwing us over as we the people. A human ultrasound machine's $15,000. I can buy the same machine with the same specs off of Amazon for $1,600 for animals.
Wow.
And just little stuff like that, they're not thinking about what their jobs are. They're more inclined to protect corporations, big tech, and big pharma than we the people and our basic freedoms, rights, and liberties. So that's what I'm fighting for.
Now, this is what's interesting to me. You know, they kind of joked and mocked people who believed in, they called it, I guess, horse poop for people, but it's ivermectin. And really, there's a human form of it, and then there's an animal form of it. The animal form is dirt cheap. The human form is not much more expensive in this case. But they kind of blurred that line there, too. And really, what we got to remember is almost everything that humans have, there's animal versions of, and they're slightly different, right?
Some, in a lot of cases, they're not different at all. And it's just a matter of they know we'll pay more. Because
can you get closer to your mic?
They know that we'll pay more because we're humans. And so all they're doing is price gouging and jacking up the price because it is for people.
All right. So you're going to be really dealing with things from a livestock perspective?
Every perspective. I mean, this is just about doing what's right for we the people instead of corporations, big tech, and big pharma. That's my main goal. I think somehow along the way, our government's forgotten who they work for and why. And this is just bringing a common sense approach back to America, doing stuff like changing our welfare laws, even the illegal immigration and stuff going on in Mexico. There's a better common sense approach to it.
Amen to that. So is the media being fair to you in Georgia?
It's very hard to get my name out there or do anything. They don't want anyone to know.
Wow. Is the media nice to you, though, or are they hostile and rude?
They just ignore me totally.
They just ignore. Okay. But that's what they do until you get big enough, and then they try to, you know, attack and
oh, yeah. The
change the game,
and stuff
right?
Are just crazy. And the hard part is AI and social media. I mean, the stuff I could do is all the time blocked on social media. My posts are always getting taken down or flagged. I'm offensive. I'm this or that. It's just hard to get past all that.
Well, you're on stage now, and you're not offensive, and we're grateful you're here. If people go to your website, what are they going to see?
They're going to see a bunch of my ideas and what I want to get done for not only Georgia, but for the country. It's, a common sense approach to government. Keep it simple, stupid is the best way to approach it, and that's what I'd like to do.
I love it. If you could say anything to the world, and you're on the stage to do just so, you're on Frank's Speech and Lindell TV and et cetera, Liberty Roundtable Live, radio, syndicated radio show, and more, what would you tell the world, Reagan?
Don't be afraid to make a change because that's what it's going to take. And we've got to lose the notion that there won't be threats to us personally in this fight for standing up for our country. I keep telling people, our founding fathers, when they signed our Declaration of Independence, they knew they were signing their death warrants, and yet they signed it for just an idea. We weren't even a country yet. So we've got to hit this with the same mentality. We can't be afraid. We've got to be brave and just stand up.
That's because of hope in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Reagan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there she goes, Reagan Box. Reagan for Georgia. That's spelled out for ReaganForGeorgia.com. Doing a wonderful job. You know, there's so many candidates here. I can never get to all of them in a two-hour radio show. But, man, we've tried to cover the waterfront and give you a smattering of what you're going to be watching all day today. A lot of the speakers we did not put on the broadcast today because you're going to hear from them directly. We wanted to give some other people a chance to get a little bit of the spotlight as well. We want to give a big old shout-out to everybody involved in this conference, whether you're just coming as an individual to listen and learn, whether you're part of the media, whether you're those who are really making this happen, broadcasting this on TV and more. We're grateful for everything that you do. Please support our sponsors. We'll be giving shout-outs from the stage for many of the sponsors as well. So we want to do that. I also want to kind of say this. You know, there's going to be a lot of speakers on the stage, and they've got a lot to say. And you're not going to be able to remember everything they say. I mean, you can take notes furiously. You can do whatever you want to do. But it's going to be really hard because it's going to be fast-paced, fast-moving, and there's going to be a lot of details. And so what I want people to know is that we are recording this whole conference. We are going to put together a video pack where you'll be able to get these videos, where you'll be able to hopefully share them with you know, those who were not able to make it or those who were not able to watch it on TV, because we really believe this content that we're going to present today is vital. Vital for the Republic. Vital for the next election cycle. We have got to have honest, transparent, accountable elections. We have got to vote same day. We have got to use paper ballots. We have got to jettison the machines. We have got to put together, in my mind, you ought to have precinct voting. And by precincts, you can literally count the votes. The average precinct in America is about 1,000 votes, 800 to 1,000 votes. You can get four or five vote counters and only count 200-300 votes a vote counter. And if you have a bunch of vote watchers, and if everybody swears under the penalty of perjury to the vote count at the precinct level, and you record it on video, so now you've got under the penalty of perjury, do we swear to this number? Before we turn it over to the vote counters, before it kind of rolls up the chain and gets consolidated into the big old vote counts, state by state, et cetera, that's the way we're going to win this thing. Paper ballots, accountability till the cows come home, transparency, by precinct, same day voting, all these things matter. There's a lot more that you're going to hear today, but it's going to relate to those kind of topics.
Can I interrupt you?
And yes, you can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to gather and start coming into the venue. I know it's time to visit the booths and all that and get registered and kind of mill around and make friends and meet and greet and have a fantastic time. But please come into the seminar. We're going to get ready and we're going to kick off straight at 9 o'clock because we have a lot of speakers and they've got a lot to say. Have your pen and paper ready so you can take notes and everything else. But we want you to come on into the conference now, if you will, please. As I finish up my radio show, I am Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the CEO of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Throughout the day, we will be putting up some QR codes, we hope, that'll let you sign up to become a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And we call it the Sheriff's Posse. And what does that mean? And we're going to get into that as the day unfolds. I always say broadcast unfolds, that too, I guess. Anyway, we're going to share who we are, what we do, what makes us tick, why we're here. For those who don't know and those who do know, hopefully they can double down and support us in meaningful ways. It is your memberships. It is you becoming a member of the posse that gives us the money to hold these incredible conferences, the money to travel across the United States and train and educate sheriffs, law enforcement personnel, public officials about the proper role of limited government. With transparency and accountability, the oath of office matters, the checks and balances matter, due process for citizens absolutely matters, and that training we provide is really expensive to do. I mean, to go to a venue like this and set it up and have this event is very, very, very expensive. So any donations you can afford to the CSPOA, I don't care if it's $1, $5, whatever it is, any penny will make a big difference in the training that we can do. And I'm going to basically check out here as quick as I can so they can get on stage and start taking care of business. It will be on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, where you can watch these proceedings for free. But I want you to go ahead and throw some donations to Mike Lindell and his incredible investigative capabilities as they deal with election integrity issues. They're going to the Supreme Court, baby. That matters. And it ain't cheap to get it done. When Richard Mack went to the Supreme Court and beat Bill Clinton, it cost about $600,000. And that was yesteryear money. Today it's going to cost way more than that. So we need your support in every way possible. I am Sam Bushman reporting live from the Ahern stage at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Conference, CSPOA.org. We the people can and will make the difference. Our greater numbers can and will prevail as we let God prevail in our lives. God save the Republic of the United States of America.